It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Using blockchain technology and applying its digital ledger technology to tokenize an asset. G'day. That sounds like more than a mouthful of meaningless words. Do you agree? Yet for many persons in government, business, accountants, and legal fraternity, and yes, we the ordinary citizens, tokenization will soon be coming to town. It is becoming a big deal internationally, and the sooner some of us do the research to understand it, perhaps the sooner some of us will see the benefits and perhaps seize the opportunities. A blockchain serves several roles. Blockchain is a safe, secure storage and transaction space which protects the honest individual's privacy. Safer, more secure, faster for transactions, cheaper and more efficient for remittances than any other existing financial system. And yes, it is also a ledger. A simple ledger takes account of money or goods coming in or going out. As a place of storage, a blockchain potentially has stronger cryptographic-based security than traditional ledgers, such as those found on banks or credit unions. So it can save uniquely created tokens, digital art, your home, property, cryptocurrencies that can also be a safe haven for tokens. In the digital world of blockchain technology, a digital token could be that of a property with all the details of purchase. Lawyers, commercial bank, trustees, accountants have been the traditional personalities in securing the ownership of a property. Let's say your home. You might have taken a loan from a bank, had your lawyer draw up the documents, had it registered with the government department, and you might have secured the property documents at your home or that of some office, perhaps the lawyer's. This process has been found to be at risk and insecure. What if the documents get lost in the fire? Heaven forbid that. What if an unscrupulous lawyer decides to sell that property without your knowledge because you are resident elsewhere? What if the documents were stored on a computer system which was compromised? We all should know that digital information systems can be hacked and information changed, correct? However, what if the prospective buyer and seller of a property could record the property document on a safer technology system such as a blockchain? What if they could bypass the legal profession, the legal courts registry? What if by using blockchain technology there is a safer, cheaper, faster, more efficient way to record the sale of property? And what if that property could be registered as one unique property, or what if that property could be broken down into pieces of uniquely registered items of property? It would certainly open a faster, more flexible marketplace, where the pieces of that same property could be sold and resold and traded faster, quicker, and cheaper. We are referring here to the tokenization of an asset. That asset could be your home, hotel, a favorite painting, real estate, chance about anything that has real world value. The risk of loss of property rights or lost documents could be eliminated by tokenizing your property and storing it on a blockchain. And yes, there is potential disruption in the form of perhaps lawyers and accountants to some extent. Rather than having the real estate documents stored in the government registry, that role is now taken over by the more secure blockchain. Some professional services might eventually be no longer needed, and ordinary persons trained in blockchain technology may replace them. For example, tokenization of property. You might not need a real estate agent or an architect, someone like that, or a lawyer. That might replace them is already taking place. The disruption is taking place. So what does tokenization, or more simple explanation, mean for you? Disruption, threat to your profession, or opportunity with a capital O? Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting, you want to understand other interesting ways in which blockchain technology and cryptocurrency are having an impact on business and you, do stay tuned every Friday and Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. on Voice of Barbados for more. Much, much.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.